For the endurance riding world, it's the equivalent of the Melbourne Cup, and in many ways, it's bigger than the Melbourne Cup, certainly in terms of distance. The Tom Quilty Gold Cup is staged over 160 kilometres, and we had the 52nd edition of this prestigious event held in South Australia last weekend. The event organiser, Jean Sims, joining us on Talking Horses. Hi, Jean.
Good morning, Jo.
Well, firstly, who was the lucky winner of the event this year? Did it go to South Australia or elsewhere?
No, it didn't. It went to Tasmania this year, as it did last year. Mm. A young rider called Brooke Brown Cordell, riding Tearview Solana, won the Quilty this year in a time of 10 hours and 28 minutes.
Wow. 10 hours of riding over a long distance. It's arduous.
It is, and it's not like it's a flat race. There are very big hills around the Fleurieu Peninsula where the ride was held this year.
Mm. Is there a particular reason why the Tasmanians seem to have dominated in recent years? What makes them so good?
I guess they have similar conditions of riding over there, a lot of hills, and often inclement weather, which we certainly had.
Now, over 160 starters took place their place in the event this year. Compared to recent years, that's around a sort of common number. You sometimes get up to 200 riders competing, though.
Yes, that's right. But when it's held in the eastern states, like New South Wales and Victoria, they usually do get more than 200, sometimes close to 300.
Wow, and they go non-stop, is that right?
No, the course is divided into five legs or loops, a bit like a clover leaf, and they go out and they might do 45k and then they come back to base, and the horse undergoes a thorough veterinary examination and has a short rest of food and water before they head out again and do the next leg.
Mm. So the preparation and training of a horse for this event must be quite something.
It is. It has to be of endurance status, which means it's at least 6 years old and has already successfully completed 3 80-kilometre endurance rides. And the rider also has to have completed a successful 160-kilometre ride at a state championship or some other event to be eligible for the Quilty.
So how long would it take to get a horse fit for an event like the Tom Quilty, for example?
It's usually at least a couple of years. Most people don't do it in their first year. They build the horse up gradually, doing longer rides from 80 to 120, gradually building up.
And are all of the horses Arabian, or do you get the odd thoroughbred competing in these events?
Yes, certainly it's predominantly Arabians, but a lot of them crossbreeds do well. A stock horse crossbred or Anglo-Arabian. This year we even had a full quarter horse complete its first Quilty.
That's quite remarkable because they're renowned and bred to go over short distances very fast.
They are, and it's been a five-year project for this local rider, so she's done very well to succeed.
That'd be a rare thing anywhere in the world that's been achieved, wouldn't it, in endurance?
Yes, not, as you said, quarter horses are not generally suited for the longer distance, so it takes very good management.
How has the horse recovered?
Very well, probably better than the rider.
And what about the riders? They must have to be super fit as well to be able to compete in a race like this.
Yes, you certainly do need to be ride fit and have put in the hours on the horse. A lot of the more difficult courses, good riders will get off and jog along with their horse if they're going up or down steep hills and give them a bit of a break.
Okay. And obviously a lighter weight rider is an advantage, a bit similar to horse racing. What's the ideal weight, or are there weight limits on the riders?
There are weight limits, yes. To win the open section of the Tom Quilty Gold Cup, you must have a minimum riding weight of 73 kilos.
Okay.
So we do have a lightweight division, but I'm not eligible to be the winner.
Okay. So if you're unable to make the weight on the scales as such, a bit like racing, can you use lead or something of a similar note to make the weight?
Yes, you can, and a number of riders do that. So they ride as close to 73 kilos as possible.
Mm. It's always better live weight than dead weight. Yeah. And do you ride yourself, Jean?
I do. Yes, I do endurance riding, and I have done a couple of courses, but I was organiser this year, and that really needs someone on the ground.
Okay. It has an interesting motto, this event, Jean, and that is to complete is to win.
Yes, that's right, Jo. And that stresses that horse welfare is paramount. While the horses are athletes, the same as us, and they need to be managed over a long course, and you can't just go flat out and hope that your horse gets there, because you have to pass every vet check, and at the vet check your horse has to be deemed fit to continue. So you can't come in with an exhausted horse and say that you've won the cruelty. So horse management, knowing how fit they are, taking it easy on the hills, giving them a break every now and then, are all very important. And because of the challenge of 160 kilometres, it is an achievement just to complete.
Mm. And it is the goal of almost all Australian endurance riders to attempt this famous ride.
It is. It's certainly on everybody's bucket list, and it's now become a worldwide attraction in the endurance world. This year we had 5 American riders, a couple of Japanese, a French rider, and a team of 4 New Zealanders came over to compete as well.
Mm. It has interesting origins, this event, the Tom Quilty Gold Cup. It was started by an iconic figure in Australia, R.M. Williams, who himself loved distance riding, and he named the event after an old mate of his, Tom Quilty, who hailed from Springvale Station in the Kimberley Ranges of Western Australia.
Yes, that's right. And it was Tom Quilty who put up £1,000 to pay for the first Tom Quilty Gold Cup that was presented to the winner.
And R.M. Williams' wife, Erica, was very passionate about this event and herself quite a successful endurance rider.
Yes, she is, and still is. And she has won the cup a couple of times.
Wow. And what's been your best result in it, Jean?
I have 2 completions in Tasmania and Victoria. I guess my best result was about 16th in Tasmania, but the numbers were a lot less there than they are here. I certainly don't feature in the winner's circle.
Ah, well, as they say, to complete is to win, and you've had a couple of those. Well done. So all systems go then for planning, I'm sure, for next year already, although you are still catching your breath from having to run the event last weekend. Where will it take place in 2018?
The next Tom Quilty Gold Cup will be held in Tasmania, in Stratford, up near the northeast corner.
Okay. And does it attract much interest from horse racing people, or are there any people that have any influence on the training of these horses and riders? Because racing is obviously, you know, all based on endurance and stamina.
No, endurance is really quite different from racing. You know, you've got the long distance and the training is different, so... I think while they're interested in it, we certainly don't have the same sort of training that those horses do.
Mm. A few weeks ago, we spoke to Warren Sutton on Talking Horses, Jean, and he's going to take his place in the Mongol Derby very soon. In fact, next month, which should be an interesting challenge.
Yes, that is. It sounds a fascinating ride. And I think his partner, Sue Sutton, was riding this year and was successful.
Ah, very good. Well, Jean, thank you very much for joining us on Talking Horses. Well done on staging at another successful event, and most interesting to get some insight into how it all works.
Thanks very much, Jo. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Jean Sims, the event director of the Tom Quilty Gold Cup, the Melbourne Cup for endurance riders.